It's 11:30, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Matthew Mitchell with Amanda Huynh and Tiffany Kalanikos. Outside our East York studios, it's sunny and warm. Expect a high of 24 degrees. Now here are the headlines. The TTC union is set to strike Monday. Boston hangs on in the playoffs. And 90210 is coming back. Now on to our top story. The TTC union has set a firm strike deadline. They're set to walk off the job Monday morning. That's only if their contract isn't settled by 4 p.m. on Sunday. Both sides say that they'll continue negotiating right until the end. If the TTC does go on strike, millions will be left struggling to get around town. No one likes traffic, so who deserves it? A fight is brewing between Markham and Scarborough as to where all the extra traffic should go. Markham wants it rerouted into Scarborough, but Scarborough is saying no. Crystal Cossett reports.
Residents of East Scarborough are angry about the proposed Markham bypass. The bypass would connect Highway 407 to Morningside Avenue. York Region says the bypass will help cut down traffic in Markham by rerouting it into Scarborough. Councillor Raymond Cho, who was against the bypass, said that we would see about 27,000 extra cars daily on Scarborough streets. Dominic Veroni, a passionate resident who was against the bypass, attended a community meeting at Brookside Public School.
The fund is told that we rejected, and yet the community outside of our community, outside of our community, is imposing a greater power.
In order to create the roadway, they would have to bulldoze sections of Rouge Valley. Environmentalists say that this will cause bad air pollution and ruin valuable green space. Jim Robb, a friend of the Rouge, says that this bypass would have a terrible effect on the environment and encourage urban sprawl.
And it's just the cost for the taxpayer to subsidize the entire development, pays over our environment, pays over our community. But the bypass will go to subsidize existing and land development 20 years in the future.
The decision is now up to the Ministry of the Environment, who are completing an assessment report, which is due out within a couple of months. I'm Crystal Cossett, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
The number of schools in Toronto may shrink. The Toronto District School Board has approved a plan to help cut costs. The plan could see schools with low enrollment close down. Right now, nearly 300 of Toronto's schools have attendances so low that they can't get provincial funding. The school board is also thinking about closing down some middle schools. The individual school wards will have to review their school's attendance numbers. Those reviews are set to start in June. Ever drink from a Nalgene? You might be putting something toxic in your body. For those of you who haven't heard of them, Nalgenes are hard plastic water bottles. The federal government is set to rule today that one of their chemical ingredients is a toxic material. The chemical is called BPA. It's in many household items. Some say that it can be leached out of a food or drink container. That's if the container is heated or is something fairly acidic put into it. If BPA is declared toxic, it may be a year before the government can do anything to control its use. Some retailers have already pulled products with BPA in it off their shelves. Don't forget, everyone, it's time to give your city a makeover. At 2 p.m. today is the 20-minute makeover. It's a chance to take a few minutes and help make your city cleaner. Even GO Transit is getting into the spirit of things. Their top management will help pick up trash outside Union Station. It's not just Torontonians taking part. Other areas of the GTA will pitch in too. Last year, over 140,000 Torontonians helped give our city a makeover. And that's the latest news. Now here's Amanda with sports.
Thank you, Matt, and hello, everyone. In a surprising twist of events, the Boston Bruins beat the Montreal Canadiens 5-1 last night. A tie of 1-1 during the third frame ended when rookie goaltender Carey Price gave the puck away. It resulted in a Bruins goal. A power play goal just over 2 minutes later clinched the Bruins' win. The Canadiens will return to Boston tomorrow night for Game 6 of the playoff series. In baseball news, the Texas Rangers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-1 last night. Pitcher Roy Halladay is credited for giving the Jays exactly what they needed. He gave up 11 hits and a walk. Their offense, on the other hand, is being criticized for not picking up the slack. The Blue Jays have now lost 5 straight home games. The sport of mixed martial arts has been around for a long time. Its popularity has been growing ever since Bruce Lee started using the techniques in his movies. Lately, though, the sport has been gaining a bad reputation. Movies like Never Back Down and TV shows like Bodog Fighting may have made the sport look like a violent fight. But some say these portrayals are just superficial versions of what the sport is really about. Monica Pack reports.
Brandon Moy has been taking part in mixed martial arts competitions for just over 2 years. He says he dedicates 6 out of 7 days a week to train after school and work. He says many people are drawn to the sport because of its violence. But to him, he says mixed martial arts mean much more than that. Moy says thanks to the sport, he's changed his entire life.
Just because of the sport, and I'm a big fan of competition myself, so just to stay in competition, I've had, from what I used to be, I've changed up my nutrition, changed up my entire lifestyle.
Kevin Fleischhacker says his friends introduced him to the sport a few years ago. But he says he only started to think about it seriously very recently when he wanted to get in shape. He says it has a very physically demanding nature. But he also appreciates the amount of strategy involved in the sport.
It's not only sort of the skill of it, but it's the matchup. And it's how an individual, how one of the competitors uses their advantages and their competitors' disadvantages to win the fight.
Athletes like Moy, though, aren't all disappointed about the way the sport is spreading in mainstream media. Moy says he's happy that the general public is being exposed to it. He hopes with more education, the old stigma of meaningless violence might disappear. Monica Pack, Centennial College Radio News.
Canadian fans of the Ultimate Fighting Championship will finally get what they've all been waiting for. The controversial league will bring their cage fighting event to Montreal's Bell Centre. More than 20,000 tickets sold out in just 2 days. On the fight card is a highly anticipated rematch between George St. Pierre and Matt Serra. St. Pierre is fighting to regain his welterweight title belt after losing it to Serra last year. The fight starts at 10 p.m. tomorrow night and is available on pay-per-view. Soccer fans are gearing up for Toronto FC's home opener tomorrow. Coming off a victory in Los Angeles, the team plays host to Real Salt Lake. And while most believe in a home field advantage, new coach John Carver thinks Toronto fans will make the BMO field a fortress. A fortress, by definition, is a place of extreme security and a place where a stronghold can be maintained. With all that fan support, here's hoping the boys in red and white don't repeat last year's performance. They finished 6-17. Kickoff is at 12:30 p.m. And that's all for me. Stay tuned after the commercial break for all the buzz in Hollywood.
Every time my relatives visit, they eat me out of my house and home. There's my Uncle Louie. Whenever we have a cookout, he has 2 double cheeseburgers, 3 helpings of baked beans, 6 hot dogs, and a diet soda. It's ridiculous. Oh, and talk about like father, like son. You should see Cousin Freddy. Every time I turn around, he has got his face in the fridge. This guy does not even snack between meals. He snacks between the salad and the entree. I'm sure glad I shop at Winn-Dixie, though, because they have great low prices on everything in the store. Meat, produce, baked beans, everything. Okay, it's important for me to save money on groceries, especially when my Aunt Sophie's idea of light lunch is anything she can pick up with a fork. So from the bottom of my pocketbook, Winn-Dixie, I thank you.
Welcome back. Just when you thought there weren't enough spoiled rich kids on television, American Network The CW is bringing back Beverly Hills 90210. Rumor has it that the biggest brat of them all, Jenny Garth, is set to reprise her role as Kelly Taylor from the original series. Garth was set to star on the CBS show My Best Friend's Girl, but unexpectedly left the show. There's no official word from the CW on whether Garth will join the cast. Hollywood kids need their nannies, but evidently so do their daddies. Actor Rob Lowe's former nanny is suing him for $50,000 in a sexual harassment suit. Initially, the 24-year-old nanny Jessica Gibson was being sued by Lowe and his wife for violating a confidentiality agreement. Gibson's countersuit alleges that Lowe touched her inappropriately and masturbated in front of her. Canadian artists like Avril Lavigne and Nelly Furtado are making it big internationally. Record labels are now looking to Canada for the next big thing. Toronto rapper and producer Jay Diggs hoped to be just that. Jay Diggs isn't a gangster rapper. He makes his music for women to dance to. His fresh approach has people taking notice. Sarah Cunha reports.
That was a sneak peek of Jay Diggs creating his next masterpiece. The Toronto rapper recently started the new year performing at City TV's Countdown. He's been nominated twice at the Much Music Video Awards, and it's rumored he may be nominated again at this year's Junos. Much Music has also named him the 18th sexiest man in entertainment. But Jay Diggs has a lot more going for him than just good looks. He is also a producer. his sound often compared to platinum-selling producer Pharrell Williams. He's produced chart-topping tracks for rapper Carnal Official. He has written and produced music for Melanie Durant. And most recently, he hooked up with teen heartthrob George Nezuka, creating their hit song, With You.
I've been producing for about 10 years now. Since I was around 11 or 12, I started. I'm 21 now. So you just kind of start playing music, and then it just builds itself after a while. It has to have a rhythm. The rhythm has to feel right. It has to move with the times. And it has to, you know, have some sort of swing to it to make you want to dance or move or bob your head.
J Diggs released his debut album, Memoirs of a Playboy, in Canada last August and is currently in the studio working on his sophomore album, which he hopes to release in the U.S. and Canada next year. Thank you for tuning in. I am Sarah Kunar, Centennial College Radio News.
Thanks, Sarah. In theaters this weekend, Jet Li and Jackie Chan team up for the adventure-packed film The Forbidden Kingdom. Al Pacino finds himself in a race against time in the thriller 88 Minutes. And if you're up for a comedy, catch newcomer Jason Segel try to forget his ex in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's all for me. Now back to Matt for the wrap.
Thanks, Tiffany. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.